Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. It's organic gardening and all related issues, the subject here, and love to talk to you. If you've got any questions, if you've got any suggestions, tips, that's all fine. If you've got any problems, some people had problems with me this week, just the last few days on Facebook about drip irrigation. We're going to talk about it quite a bit. I've got some history there, and I've got some opinions, and apparently people out there have some strong opinions as well. Some of them got a little testy with me, and we'll deal with that. And if you want to call in and talk about it, if you don't know, I'm not a big drip irrigation fan, except in certain situations, and I'm a very anti-drip irrigation guy when it relates to certain situations, and that's how it came up on the Facebook. But we'll talk about that, and anything you want to add to that conversation would be great. The telephone number to be with me on the show is 866-444-3478, 866-444-DIRT, D-I-R-T, which is 4-3-4-7-8. The website's dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter's free. We're running behind on this week, so if you haven't gotten it yet and you're scratching your head wondering about it, it hadn't gone out yet, it hadn't been finished, and hopefully we'll get that done right away. But to get it, all you have to do is fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and you get the newsletter electronically every week. No cost at all, one subject at a time. Have a lot of response to it, no question about it. Probably will do something on drip irrigation next. Probably be the thing to do. The way it all got started, just one little thing, if you didn't see it on Facebook, and our Facebook is facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor. One of the restaurants near my house, I had gone to one of our other properties to take a look at something, and I was on the way home. It was early in the morning. There was a flood of water coming out of a turf area at a little restaurant into the street, and it was obvious that it was drip irrigation because you could see the drip irrigation system, the one that's the most commonly used in the rose and flower bed next to the turf, but the water was coming out of the turf area. And anyway, that led to a comment, and that led to some of the conversation that we've gotten that we'll talk about more today. There's several in Howard's garden things we'll deal with. If you have some issues in your garden, if you have some issues with interior plants, anything you want to talk about, it's fair game. This hour is brought to you by Victor Premium Dog Food. And I printed out their website, and I wanted to talk about it a little bit because their website is great. There's a whole bunch of different products that Victor has, manufactured over in East Texas in Mount Pleasant. Well, one of the things that caught my attention that I haven't been talking about enough is that they have several different formulations. They have only one cat food, I think. But some of the formulations not only are free of some of the things that we really don't like at all, you know, the grain, wheat, corn, soy, gluten, all those kinds of things. But a couple of them caught my eye that they are GMO in writing, guaranteed GMO free. And it's a big deal especially for some people more than others. It's a big deal in general, but more so for some than others. They've got Yukon River Canine Formula, which is a grain-free salmon based product. They've got the Hero Canine Formula with glucosamine, which is a real interesting one. That's one we've tried with our dogs because both Big Carmen and Little Tater have some joint issues, not real bad, but a little bit. Carmen, just from old age and being a big old dog, but Carmen's got an unusual little deal, and I think that that glucosamine product has helped them quite a bit. There's active dog and puppy formulation. It's a little different formulation. The Victor Senior Healthy Weight formulation, Victor Ocean Blend, Victor Lamb Meal and Brown Rice is another choice. Victor Chicken Meal and Brown Rice, another. Victor Beef Meal and Brown Rice. And then the one that caught my eye this morning, Victor High Pro Plus Active Puppy Dog and Puppy Product, GMO free. Dogs love this natural flavor of this super premium food. So I don't know that that's new. Maybe I just hadn't noticed it. NutriPro 38 Active Dog and Puppy is also GMO free. Again, all of these are free of the toxic chemical preservatives and all the other things that we don't like. Victor Performance Formula with glucosamine, another glucosamine product. Victor Professional, another choice. Victor High Energy, another. Victor Multi-Pro Maintenance. And then the Victor Select cat food. All these products, extremely high quality. And I think that if you haven't tried them yet, it would be a good idea for your dogs and cats. Their website is victordogfood.com. A lot of great photographs is another thing to get to see on the website. And then their Facebook has even more. Victor Dog Food, V-I-C-T-O-R. Let's see. This maybe will generate a little controversy, too. My next newsletter will be about mulches, and it's about the most negative one of the bunch. Actually, I mentioned all the negative ones in the newsletter, but I wanted to specifically concentrate on the dyed mulches. I was talking to Bob Webster on his show Saturday, do a little 30-minute or so visit with him every Saturday morning, and he was telling me the same thing is going on in San Antonio. The dyed mulches, these red and black dyed mulches, are used a lot and becoming one of the most commonly used. I think there's two reasons. They look different, and that has caught people's eye. They're being promoted strongly, and people see them and think that that's a thing to do because everybody else is doing it. Plus, they're probably less expensive because they're made out of garbage. They're made out of trash. They're made out of wood that is basically ground up wood scraps, lumber, old furniture, pallets, all kinds of wood products. So they're basically 100% cellulose, carbon. And that's the biggest problem of all. The toxic possibilities are certainly important because there can be some toxic materials in those pallets and in treated lumber and in things like that that could be in that waste stream that becomes that dyed mulch. There's also chemicals in the dye. And we wrote about it in detail. John Ferguson had a whole lot of details about it and added it into our conversation in our book, The Organic Management for the Professional book. And we've included the excerpt from the book in the newsletter. It will be in the newsletter. And then also I did what we call the vignettes, the commentaries that I do during the week. I did one on the dyed mulch. And it'll be part of the newsletter as well, and some other details. And that's something that we can talk about more if you want to talk about it. If you're in the landscape business and use it and think it's great, I don't mind talking to you about it. No problem at all. I haven't heard anybody defend it like they have the drip irrigation. So there may not be anybody that's real into it other than the fact that they're just used to using it and it's a good price, but it's not a good mulch. The other end of the spectrum is what we recommend, and it's the shredded native tree trimmings. And the shredded native tree trimmings mulches are just terrific. They're the best by far in all kinds of ways, especially if you can get the shredded native tree trimmings that have been shredded. There are different kinds of grinders in the landscape industry, and some kind of smash the material and create a fibrous texture to it as it goes through the grinder. That's the best, because the fibrous material, when you use it as a mulch, it really locks into place. It'll hold even on a slope, 45-degree angle slope. You can have a rain right after it's been applied, and it won't even wash off. The other one that comes out of the grinders is a more of a chip. It's a chipper in its pieces, and it doesn't hold in place quite as well, but it's still just as good as far as the composition of what's in the mulch. I'll talk a little bit more about that, and then we'll get into a lot of these other issues and more in Howard's Garden. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. Lines are open. Jump on board.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Go ahead and jump on here. I'm going to spend some time talking about the mulch just a little bit more and then get into this drip irrigation. But we'll get to the phone lines as quickly as I can. It's 866-444-3478. Back to the mulch. By the way, my tea is really good and simple and easy to make. If you haven't tried it, I recommend this one. It's hibiscus petals. Fennel, sprig about 4 inches long, bronze fennel in this case, Turk's cap flowers, bay, a couple of leaves of bay. I have plenty of that. I've got the biggest bay in Texas, I guess, and peppermint and a little honey. Very, very good tea, so give that one a try. The mulch, back to the dyed mulches, the primary colors, there might be some other colors, I don't know, but the only ones I've seen are red and black. We cover what the chemical problems might be in our book, and that'll be in the newsletter. But basically, there are different kinds of dyes that are used, and there are some worries there. There's some worries about treated lumber being in the stream that makes the dyes. And it can come in a couple of different ways. You can have treated lumber in there. You could have lumber that was stained or treated with various things to help preserve it, you know, after it was built. You can also have pallets that were treated. The pallets that are used in industry, you see various things that are shipped on these wooden pallets, shipped in trucks and other ways. And those pallets are sometimes treated. In fact, they quite often are treated so they last longer and hold up better. But they also, a lot of times, are used to transport toxic materials that could have leaked into the lumber. So the chances of getting some contamination there are very high. Ground-up tree trimmings, the chances are very, very low of getting any contamination. I guess it's possible, but if anybody sprayed toxic chemicals up in a tree, they're going to kill the tree. And so a ground-up tree that's been killed with chemicals, yeah, there's a possibility there, but it's a very, very small one compared to the possibility of all this lumber stuff. For the most part, ground-up tree trimmings are include mostly live limbs, and when entire trees are taken down, when clearing's going on, that sort of thing, you got the entire tree. And what that gives you is this really nice blend of carbon and protein. The carbon is the wood, the cellulose inside. The protein is the green stuff, the stems, the cambium layer, the buds, green leaf tissue, and all that. And when you have that blend like that, it turns it into being something that has fertilizer value, doesn't rob the nitrogen, draft the nitrogen out of the soil. Like the pure carbon product, the dyed wood is pure, very dry wood and cellulose. And so it has no protein. It has no ability to have any fertilizer value at all. It's only negative. When it breaks down, finally, it will, if it doesn't wash away or blow away, it may provide some benefit. And any mulch, I guess I should start by saying this, any mulch, especially at this time of the year, when we're in the 100-degree heat, any kind of mulch keeping the direct sunlight from hitting the bare soil is a good thing, no matter what you use. It's just that some mulches are a whole lot better than others. The other bad mulches, and we mention them in the newsletter, are rubber, ground-up rubber. It's horrible. The pine bark, which is the most commonly used, is not a good mulch at all for a whole bunch of reasons, and we explain those in the in detail on my webpage and in the books and everything. Basically, they won't behave themselves. They won't stay in place. They wash and blow away. And when they do stay in place, they have some natural chemicals that really don't help plant growth at all. Cypress we don't like because of the environmental issues about the way the cypress is harvested. Plus, the cypress locks into place so well it fuses together. You get kind of a barrier between, you know, having the gas exchange that you need and water getting into the soil. So we don't like cypress much either. The cocoa mulch, which has been recommended for some number of years by some people, is very bad because, one, it won't stay in place. It blows and kicks around. It's expensive. And it also will kill your dogs. If dogs get into it and are attracted to it, especially little puppies, it can be very, very deadly. And so it's not a good one. So we get back to what we recommend. It's the shredded tree trimmings. Cedar, ground up cedar, which a lot of people consider a giant weed. And it is a giant weed on a lot of properties when it's growing where other things are needing to be grown. But the entire cedar tree ground up into a mulch, and it's available out there very easily. From the industry that, you know, has the distribution and sale of mulches, it's a good one. But the very best mulch on your own property is everything that grew there ground up. Anything that is a woody plant, well, even herbaceous things, but basically woody plants that are ground up that grew on your own property, that's the best mulch of all because that's how nature does it. It just recycles the things that grew on that soil right back down, and then the soil just gets better and better and better. Second best is to buy the shredded native tree trimmings mulch, and it just works terrific. The dyed mulches, black or red, not good stuff, not good at all. Telephone number to be with me, 866-444-3478. A little bit more on irrigation, and then to the phones. Don't go away. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in black cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I wrote a note, put a picture and wrote a note on Facebook, I guess it was Saturday, that the picture represented one of the reasons why I am an anti-drip irrigation guy. So let's talk about it a little bit. We got some interesting feedback and still getting some on Facebook. And if you want to, you know, chime in there, that's fine. Just go to our Facebook and you can see the shot. My experience with drip irrigation, probably the best way for me to start this, goes back probably 40 years or something. I don't know if that's exactly the right number, but it was 30-something years ago at least. One of the first major commercial attempts to use drip irrigation was done here in Dallas. It may have happened in other cities too, but here in Dallas, the first one that I ever heard about was the Dallas Cowboys practice area years ago. And they put in a drip system that back in those days, some of the first attempts that were made were what were called a leaky pipe. A lot of you have seen it. It was a pipe that is ground up into small pieces and then it's reheated and made back into a hose, a tubing, that's porous. You know, they don't melt it totally. It ends up being a porous pipe. Well, in this situation, in the Cowboys practice field, it became a marsh. It became a quagmire. It was a complete mess. It had to be dug out and a new system put in. There were lawsuits involved and all that kind of thing. So, you know, I may have been jaded from knowing about that project from the very beginning. And then through the years doing consulting with growing operations and talking to people about landscaping of all sizes, you know, we've seen drip irrigation, we've seen above ground irrigation systems of all kinds of heads, all kinds of lines, all kinds of emitters being used in all kinds of situations. Well, lo and behold, all of a sudden, this Netafilm, I think, is one of the brand names. And I'm not picking on them specifically. It's just that they tend to be the one I'm seeing the most. It's kind of a tan pipe system. Bob Webster and I have talked about it on his show. Bob's a big fan of some of these pressure. They're called pressure compensating lines, using them in a vegetable garden. And I don't have any problem using them in vegetable garden at all. I think it's a fine way to do it. I think that drip systems are fine to use in a growing operation where you've got things that you're growing in straight lines and you can put emitters at the base of each plant and do that. We've had a lot of success on projects where drip irrigation has been used in growing operations. Where it has been a big problem, and I mentioned it on Facebook, and it's been a huge problem, is one in turf. Like I've already mentioned, the first one was a huge debacle, and I still see a problem. And in ground cover beds, the next big project that I watched a drip system go in on, or one of the next large ones, was a Whole Foods market that's near our house in Lakewood. They put a drip system in on these very large ground cover beds that were on two sides of the property. This was a redo of an old Menards project. And they planted, you know, thousands of ground cover plants, and they planted some small shrubs and things like that. Today, and I took pictures of them, and they're on Facebook today. I took the pictures yesterday. Those big beds, thousands of square feet, are completely bare and have been for a long time. Every plant died. 100% of the plants died where the underground irrigation, the drip system, was placed. The problem with the drip system, especially in turf and in ground cover, and more especially when it's on a slope, which it was in this case, there's no way to know where the water's going. When you're putting water out basically underground or at the least under the on the surface of the ground under mulch, and it's being emitted where you can't see it, the water has a really interesting habit of seeking the path of least resistance. This will happen to a degree if it's above ground spray system, but at least there you know what's going on. You can see it. With underground drip, you end up with areas that are completely dry, the plants die, or you end up with areas that are completely super saturated and the plants die. And that's what happened in this case. And, you know, it supposedly saves water, and I'm sure it does because the water's not being sprayed in the air and evaporation is not as much. If you have a perfect monitoring system about how it's being emitted and translocated in the soil and in the roots of the plants. Plants cannot survive unless they're bog plants. If they're wet all the time, they just can't. And if they get dried out and you have any kind of warm weather at all, they're going to go away. The next project that I was involved in, I can't remember the timing on it, was a commercial project where we were consultants in Arlington. And I was involved in the project converting them over to organics, and then I was involved in some new landscaping. And one of the new landscape projects, as they expanded, I was there one day, and I noticed all of the ground cover, Asian jasmine in this case, purple and red and dying, and then moss in the beds, and just looked terrible. And obviously, it was sopping wet. And I noticed these drip irrigation lines in there, and I asked why in the world they put in drip irrigation for ground cover. And the answer was, well, we didn't have any choice. It's the city's requirement. And that is now the case in a lot of cities. I think it's the case in Dallas in situations where you've got, you know, narrow bands out near the street and that sort of thing. And I understand the concept. I understand the philosophy that it's supposed to help with stuff. But the bottom line is, unless somebody's doing an awful good job monitoring the system and maintaining it, doesn't work in most cases. And in this commercial case, and I've seen it happen in several other places, as soon as the project has been accepted by the city and is there, after struggling with the maintenance of this stuff for a while, they end up abandoning it and putting in a spray system. Some people don't. Some people do what Whole Foods has done, just leave the areas totally bare of plants. And in some cases, I guess that's okay. If you keep mulch on the area and there's trees in the area, which in this case there is, it can look all right. In fact, if the trees got to vote on it, I've told this to people quite a bit, the trees would vote to have nothing underneath the canopy than mulch. That's what a tree would actually prefer. That's fine. Design it in that way and don't put the drip system in there except in places for the trees. Don't try to grow ground cover and grass with a drip system, especially if it's on a slope, because the water is going to go down to the lower spot and it's going to be a problem. There's also an argument that always exists about, is it good for plants to water from the bottom up or from the top down? It's always been, Malcolm Beck and I talked about this in some of our early books and talked about it in presentations that we did through the years, that we feel, vegetable gardens through landscaping, that plants are healthier if they're watered from above, because that's what rain does. Watering from below in some cases can be a good thing. Judy waters our orchids from the bottom. She soaks them in water, and I do some at the office as well. Sometimes with certain plants, orchids are a good example, soaking them in water so that the mulch and the roots are totally hydrated, you know, and then put them back. It's a temporary soaking. It's not going on all the time. I think these containers that are sold commercially that water from the bottom up all the time, I think they're problematic long-term for several reasons. Now, other people may have had some experience that would be counter to what I'm saying, and if you want to call and talk about it, I have no problem talking about it. It's just that I've seen case after case after case where it's been a problem. There were some people, you know, fairly rough on me, not knowing what I'm talking about on Facebook, but I do know what I'm talking about. We've been involved in projects where drip irrigation has been a significant problem. I wish it worked better, and maybe it does. I've got an advertiser and a really good friend, landscape contractor I've been working with for years that's using a lot of it now, and we've had some conversations about it, and I've warned them to be really careful. I think their maintenance is at such a high level that they keep an eye on it, and they fix places where the rodents have eaten into the line, which is another big problem with drip irrigation, and where the pressure is such that it's not coming out like it's supposed to across an entire area. If you maintain it well, I would think you could get away with it. But for the most part, if it's a above-ground spray system and you can see where the pattern of that spray is going, that is a far superior way to water, especially in turf areas, in ground cover areas, or a whole bunch of small plants, you know, in a big, big area, and especially on a sloped area. Okay? Anybody wants to talk about it more? That's great. 866-444-3478. Mary in Pennsylvania is first up. Where are you in Pennsylvania, Mary?
Hello.
What's going on there?
Just a minute. I take you off this bloody call.
Okay, thank you.
I hate that speakerphone. I'll try to make it fast. I have azaleas that are very old, and they never got cut back this year. Is it too late to cut them back, and how can we go way down with them?
It's not too late to cut them back, Mary, if you need to do it for size, but it will foul up your flowering for next spring. The process has already gone on to form the what will become the buds.
Would it be better to just leave it then?
Yeah, and do it right after they bloom. It won't hurt the plant. Don't get me wrong. It won't hurt the plant, the foliage, the way the plant will survive and all right. that. But it will hurt the flower show next spring if you prune now.
I see. Okay, yeah. So I have to forget that, I guess, until okay. till the next.
Well, that'd be the best thing to do. If you can do that, it would be best to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Like cut leaf maple.
Cut leaf maple? What about
yeah.
pruning it? It'd be fine to prune it if it needs to be pruned.
Okay.
No
All right.
problem.
Thank you.
I appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Be back right after this.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth:
Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I now feed my dogs and the pet food that you should let your pets try. They will enjoy it, just like mine do. Victor not only has grain-free choices, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. These great products are naturally preserved with no toxic chemicals, fake flavors or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor dog food and cat food at your favorite pet store or feed store. And for more information about dog and cat food recommended by me, the Dirt Doctor, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I forgot to tell you about the dogs at the SPCA that Victor Dog Food, the feature they bring to you. And we've got some good news from previous weeks. Whisper and RuPaul were adopted, but Chewy, Zoe, and Sparks are still waiting for a home. And we've got not one, but two new recommendations for you, two buddies. One is Bella Maria, and the other is Roxy. Bella Maria is a good-looking two-year-old female German Shepherd. This is at the Dallas SPCA near downtown. And Bella is just really pretty brindle color, about 76 pounds. Her best friend is pint-sized, though, little two-year-old female terrier mix, about 18 pounds, about the same size, a little bit smaller even than our Tater, and they are best buddies. She is really, really cute, soft, gorgeous autumn color. It says that Bella has been chipped, let's see, probably both of them. Yeah, I think both of them have had their, have been spayed, microchipped, and received age-appropriate vaccinations. So you can meet Bella Maria and Roxy today, and we'd love for you to do that at the SPCA of Texas, Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center, 2400 Lone Star Drive near Hampton Road. Hours are noon to 6, 7 days a week. Their pictures are on our website, dirtdoctor.com. Just click on the SPCA button, and let's give these two great-looking pets a home. Back to the phone. It's 866-444-3478. Here's Ann in Corsicana. Hi, Ann.
Hi. Hey, Howard. I want to talk to you about watering and water. And, you know, I agree with you on the situation with the drip irrigation. You know, I used to live in Dallas and used to work at DART as a DART board member, so I'm really familiar with putting in landscaping that you want to theoretically look good.
Right.
But I remember what happened along I-75, all the way up when they planted all those beautiful plants in there and put in the drip irrigation, and then the rats came and ate out all the irrigation. Right. And so you'd have a patch that would be growing great and then a half a mile of dead. So it sounds like a good idea, but saving money on cheap rubber irrigation is not a good way to save money in the long run.
Well,
and the other thing is all those trees right there at the V coming off of Walton Walker, they've had to replace them probably every 3 years because you can't keep them watered. And they want a beautiful vista coming into town, but if that vista is filled with dead trees, it doesn't help.
That's right. The water savings, the money from water savings goes away when half the plants die.
Yeah, that's so true. My problem, though, is out here, we're on the top of a ridge, and we may have gotten 26 inches of rain a few months ago, which was more than we had in 4 years combined.
Mm-hmm.
And we may have had 12 inches in a three-hour period, but every place we are not gardening and farming is like concrete at this point, and the ground is cracking to the point where it goes down as deep as 16 inches when you stick a small stick down there. How do I, without going broke, watering the entire area, rehydrate or break up that soil? Because it reached the point where it doesn't matter if you water it, it doesn't retain the liquid anymore. It doesn't hold water.
Well, there's a couple of things you can do. There's a product that has been on the market, and I assume it's still around here, called Hydratain. And it's really good about holding water. It does some things to the water to really make it hang around much better. Lava sand is one thing that I recommend everybody across the board, because lava sand holds water better than anything, including better than compost and various kinds of organic materials. And broadcasting it just on the surface of the soil, it doesn't even have to be mixed into the soil. If it is, when you do new beds and everything, that's good, and I recommend that. But you can also broadcast lava sand on the surface. The other thing is, I've noticed what you've noticed. I noticed that when all the huge amount of rain is gone, it almost is harder to water for a while, and people tend to maybe, and I think I did it in a couple of places, wait a little bit too long before you start watering again. And it sets up hard and dry, and it's hard to hydrate it again. To counteract it, putting the hose out, and a couple of things to do on watering. Put the hose out and let it run and flood an area, and then move it to another area and let it flood an area. This is something we've always recommended during droughts around trees that need to be protected. And you can get the soil back hydrated. The other thing is, set the watering schedule and whatever kind of system you have to run a long time, you know, not 15 minutes, but 20 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever. It depends on what kind of hedge you have, but let it run a long time. If it's flooding out in the street, stop, let it soak in, then start up again, but really run it a long time, and then go as long a period of time as you can before you water again. And that's a way to get it back into good condition moisture-wise.
What about those long cracks, though? Can I feather them or break them up somehow so that I don't fall in the middle of the night and break my neck?
Well, when you put out the lava sand and some of that lava sand gets down in the cracks, it's going to help when you do the watering. The watering is what will close up the cracks. Once the moisture's there, they'll just close up. You don't need to physically mess with them or anything. Give that a shot. Give those techniques a shot and let me know how it works for you, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Howard. And thank you very much for calling. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Quick break here, and then we'll be back for more. Don't go away.